Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a recording of an Ascension and Pentecost sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Pentecost Sunday, May 19th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Ascension and Pentecost sermons. Now, when you make your gift, please indicate whether you want a downloadable version or a CD of these sermons. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season.
Why did you participate in the Gosnell blackout? The President of the United States could be asked about this, since he fought against protections for these children that were born alive when he was in the Illinois Senate.
The President is aware of this. The President does not and cannot take a position on an ongoing trial.
There's somebody singing the music, and nobody else is singing along. And Luther would look at that and probably just tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you know, I had the same problem with the Church of Rome.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love Issues Etc.
Well, you read these things. This comes from the LA Times. And when they come out of California, you sometimes wonder, is this just California? The headline, California Senate panel targets tax-exempt status of Boy Scouts. Of course, the Boy Scouts have kind of been publicly mulling over the idea of permitting gay members and leaders, and they've been hemming and they've been hawing. And the California Senate, at least a committee of the California Senate, has decided to, well, it almost appears as though they want to force their hand. Do this, they say, or your tax-exempt status may be in jeopardy. Is this just California? Is this perhaps a glimpse into the strategy, at least the legislative strategy in some states when it comes to same-sex marriage, acceptance of homosexual leaders, employment issues like that? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in live on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 16th of April. And for the first few minutes, Dr. Jennifer Oback Morris will be our guest. We're going to talk about this California Senate committee that says to the Boy Scouts, we may take away your tax-exempt status in this state. A little bit later, Pastor Tom Baker joins us to teach a Sunday school lesson. We'll be in John chapter 10, Jesus talking about how the Pharisees are not of his flock and how he knows his own sheep. And then in hour two of Issues Etc., we'll talk about the juvenilization of American Christianity. Dr. Thomas Bergler will be our guest of Huntington University in Indiana. You can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Oback Morris is a regular guest. She's founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she has authored the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
A story about the committee of the California Senate kind of threatening the Boy Scouts lest they lose their tax-exempt status. Is that just a California thing, or people like us in the Midwest need to be worried about it?
Well, things that start off as crazy California things have a way of migrating. So I think you definitely should be keeping an eye on a development like this, Todd. I wish that weren't the case, but I think it probably is the case.
What are they saying? If they're saying this to the Boy Scouts, what is the message that is implicitly being sent to other tax exempt organizations?
Well, they're saying that the official policy of the state of California, what they want this official policy to be, is that sexual orientation is completely protected by law in every aspect, in every area of life, and every organization, private, public, charitable, every kind of organization needs to toe the line. Or they're going to find the power of the state breathing down their neck to get them to conform to the new ideology, to the new cultural hegemony that the gay left is imposing on everybody, you know, which is that same-sex behavior, same-sex attraction, same-sex marriage are all things that have to be embraced and celebrated by everyone. It's not enough that that people be left alone. It's that every single organization everywhere in society has to embrace and celebrate these things. And so, that's their ideology, and I think that's what they've been working on for some time. So I'm sorry to say this is not surprising. The Boy Scouts have been dealing with this kind of thing from city governments up and down the coast of California for some time. And so now that, you know, the Democrats control the state house and the legislature, both branches of the legislature, two-thirds majority in both houses of the legislature in California. It's basically a one-party state. They get to do whatever they want. And what's interesting, I think, as a California resident, is we have budgetary problems, we have all kinds of problems, and this is how the Democrats want to spend their time and our money, making sure that the Boy Scouts get what they deserve for not being sufficiently pro-gay.
Is there a bit of kind of presuming what you intend to prove here? And that is, it seems, and we've talked about this before, it seems to be part of the presuppositions in the strategy of the pro-homosexual agenda to say, we've already determined that this is discrimination. That doesn't need to be proven by anybody. We've determined it's discrimination, so we're going to act on accordingly.
Yes, that's exactly right. And because people are so afraid of being labeled bigots or discriminatory or something, people, you know, would prefer to retreat from the field and let it go by rather than challenge the underlying premise, which is that sexual orientation and particularly sexual behavior has really nothing in common with race at all. You know, it's not genetically coded. People's behavior is always chosen. Every single truly human act is a chosen act. You know, we don't just act on instinct or impulse. You know, we choose our acts. And so the act of deciding I am a gay person because I experience same-sex attraction, therefore I embrace the entire gay identity and I take it on myself and I march in lockstep with these, you know, with the whole ideological program, that actually is a choice. That actually is a decision. And of course, when you're talking about the Boy Scouts, you're not explicitly talking about that. But when you're talking about the strategy of of people who are trying to shut down the Boy Scouts, basically, or take away their tax exemption, or, you know, kick them out of the Berkeley Marina, or kick them out of the park in San Diego, when they're doing these kinds of things, they certainly are acting as political actors, right? Those are decisions that people are making, that this is how they're going to deal with the fact of their own same-sex attraction. This is what they demand of the rest of society. That's all. Those are all choices. There's nothing necessary about any of that.
Could this actually end up influencing the decision that the National Boy Scouts of America might make with regard to homosexual members and leaders?
Well, I think your comment earlier on is probably accurate in the sense that they're hoping that if they, you know, they know they've got some, the Boy Scouts are on the verge of going wobbly here, and so if you've got somebody wobbly, you push a little pressure on them and put a little pressure on them, and they'll wobble over in the direction you want them to wobble. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that isn't part of their thinking. You know, for years and years, the Boy Scouts were 100% stalwart on these issues, and just, you know, clear that this is their policy and this is what they meant by moral conduct, and, you know, this is what they were going to do. And I find it interesting, you know, that nobody from the gay left has said, well, you know, we really believe in equality. We believe in equality so much that we will start our own organization for boys that is completely open to anyone. Being a leader is completely open to anyone of any sexual orientation, and we're just going to go and compete with the Boy Scouts. And we so believe in it, and we're so sure we're right, that we're sure that parents and boys are going to prefer our organization to the Boy Scouts. with their antiquated notions of equality. You know, we're so sure that we'll go head to head in a competition, and you know, of course, they've done no such thing. I've never heard of any such organization like that. That is trying to do what the Boy Scouts do, but do it completely without respect to sexual orientation. And I think they know that parents would not be drawn to that organization, you know. And so rather than create a social structure and a social institution that will win in a head-to-head competition with the Boy Scouts, which if they really believe their ideology, it should win, right? But in point of fact, I don't think they really do believe it. Instead, what they're doing is trying to make the existing organization conform to their view of how things ought to be. And I don't know why the libertarians and the free market people aren't upset about that. You know, I don't understand why helping boys requires that you have homosexual scoutmasters. You know, why is it not a legitimate public purpose, a legitimate charitable purpose to do that and have this policy? You know, their views on discrimination and their definition of what constitutes unlawful discrimination is enough to trump every other consideration. And the Senate committee here in California is doing what they think they should be doing with their time and our money. And I think probably a lot of Californians are not too happy about it, to tell you the truth.
Before we let you go, I understand that the Ruth Institute is having a gala dinner. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, we're going to be at the beginning of June. We'll be having a gala dinner in San Diego, and we hope that all Issues Etc. listeners who have friends and neighbors and relatives in Southern California will direct their friends to the RuthInstitute.org and look on the homepage, and you'll see a big splash for the gala dinner on June 2nd, and it's open to the public. We'll have a live auction. We'll have live music. We'll have a keynote speaker, and of course, the graduation for our students from the It Takes a Family program. So we would love to see some Issues Etc. listeners come to our gala.
Folks, you can find out more about the Ruth Institute's gala event June the 2nd in San Diego under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morris is founding president of the Ruth Institute, based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she is author of the books Smart Sex and Love in Economics. Jennifer, thank you again.
Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Pastor Tom Baker teaching a Sunday school lesson. There's been a lot of texts in the church's calendar about the Good Shepherd and Jesus as the Good Shepherd. We're going to move just past that to Jesus encountering his enemies who say he's insane, he's demon-possessed, and are ready to stone him by the time he's done talking a little bit more about himself as a shepherd, and they're not part of his flock. We'll do that with Pastor Tom Baker right after this. You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.
Does your church need a full-time or backup organist? The Virtual Organist Service from Church Music Solutions is genuine organ leadership using your instrument with your specific selections when you need it. You can try it out for free with our demo unit, which allows you and your members to hear and see the virtual organist without obligation and without a sales pitch. For more details, go to churchmusicsolutions.com.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Stephen Hine on the Consortium on Classical and Lutheran Education Conference, July 16th through the 18th in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The Consortium for Classical and Lutheran Education wishes to invite all Issues Etc. listeners to its 13th annual conference, hosted by Concordia Theological Seminary this July 16th through the 18th. For the first time, we will be featuring three-day intensive in-service opportunities in such areas as teaching Latin, classroom design and management, Christian and non-Christian worldviews, classical Lutheran pedagogy. Please join us for our best conference yet.
You can find out more about the Consortium on Classical and Lutheran Education Conference, July 16th through the 18th in Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ccle.org, ccle.org.